Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
Hell yeah. 90, does it sing this?
Yes.
Tell everybody.
Yes.
Will you tell everybody who sings this song?
Yes.
That's the name of the band. The name of the band is Yes. They didn't think about Google back then, did they?
Work with a girl who farts.
Kind of like the band Live. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to look for songs by the band Live. Live. I want to look for Live Live.
If you mention them, they'll pop up. That's how that works.
Oh, sadly, I just said it. This song is good. I don't care if you don't like it. I mean, I do, but it's already playing now, so what can you do? You would.
You would. You did. I'm going to HR. When's she here again?
Who's on first?
What's on third?
No, I don't know who's on third.
What is this? Remix. Oh.
I think it's part of the labyrinth where the worm comes out and says, hello, mate.
Oh, okay.
Goodness.
Fat boy, do you know who this band is?
Yes.
Should have said no. That would have been the funny part.
Well, I'm not funny.
You got to hold your hand. Well, Rise Guys Morning
Show. Stop you from holding something else.
Good morning to you. It is 9:03. Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. I believe the year was 82. We're doing some open phones now. 1-800. I don't know what this is now.
I don't know what you're
doing.
It's
like meditation music. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Oh, where to start? Fatboy, I'm going to let you pick.
You want to go to Blank and Anonymous?
Blank and Anonymous. Good morning. Anonymous.
Good morning.
Fatboy put beside your name, husband problems.
Well, that's exactly what I'm calling about.
That's accurate. All right. So what's going on then?
All right. I need some advice. I'm worried about my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been working from home sometime since April is when he started working from home, obviously. Yeah. And I work in healthcare, so
oh,
I've been going to work at the nursing home every day.
Oh, Lord, like more.
Normal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God, thank you. Is it bad that I feel like we... Oh, it is. I'll say it. Is it bad that I want to thank nursing home nurses more than just regular nurses?
Oh, you're so sweet.
Thank you.
Why is that?
Because they're like, I mean, they're, you know...
Taking care of the grandparents we can't go see?
Yeah.
Or don't want to.
Yeah,
anyway.
And cleaning out the bird sanctuary.
Yeah.
It's been something.
Yeah, I bet.
But I do feel thankful to be able to go to work every day because it's helped me keep my sanity, where my husband, on the other hand, has his little office set up in the dining room since nobody eats in there anyway.
The American way.
And
boy, no kidding. What a waste of a room that is.
My dining room, I call the den. Right? Nothing happens in there except my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game.
My dinner table is also my coffee table.
My dinner table's my general sitting around doing stuff table, and it's in the living room.
Yes.
Yes.
Big, well, our fancy room. Dining room table has become an office table for Hubs.
Okay. At least till Thanksgiving when you use it once a year.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's working from home and you're out saving or taking care of our grandparents and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, I'm out and about and, yeah, he's working from home. And a couple weeks ago, he started this new thing.
Okay.
So he gets up in the morning, he gets a shower, he gets dressed for work, and then he gets in his car and he drives around for 20 or 30 minutes. And then he comes back home with a cup of coffee from the gas station, just like he used to.
Oh,
it's like he actually went to work.
He used to get coffee on the way to work.
But he just comes back home.
At home.
It's like he leaves for work so he can drive around in a circle. Okay, I mean, I get it. I strangely get it.
Yeah.
We're creatures
you do?
Of...
Okay, well, that's making me feel better. I'm worried that he's losing it. I know it has to take a toll on people to live through this, and being cooped up in the house all day is obviously hard on him.
Yeah.
But... should I be worried about him? Like,
maybe slightly. But this is something that I mean. I understand the part where you want to get out of the house. You just want to do the things you enjoyed about your morning. Because I enjoy the drive to work in the morning. I enjoy getting here and then making my awful coffee gruel in a K-cup thing.
It looks gross.
it is. You get it just black, so it just tastes like bitter and nothing else.
Yeah.
But but I can see that. And then it's a little more out there with the going to the lunch thing. But I know people want to get out of the house, but it's leading to this eccentric sort of behavior in him. So you'd definitely be a little bit worried. Most people would be.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I don't know what to do. Like, I feel like maybe taking advantage of the lunch break, going to, like, have lunch with a friend, but just this kind of this
sitting
memory
in a
of,
parking lot to eat.
Sitting in a parking lot. That is not comfortable. Or it has to just be for that memory.
He orders curbside food, but just eats it at curbside.
Yeah. My mom does that sometimes since the stuff's been going on, and she's, you know, in her late 60s, and she doesn't want to go in a bunch of places and sit and eat at a table in a lot of places you can't. She tells me that she's, you know, I just ate some dinner. I just went to the Carolina and went to the drive-thru and ate it in the parking lot.
Yeah.
The food, I mean.
Why would you eat it in the parking lot? It's going to stay hot on your drive home. And
yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
I know. Just take the food home and eat it.
He's already sitting at the dining room table. Like, he's got a place to eat it.
Yeah.
But maybe the way he's doing it is if getting his coffee every morning was the pattern of behavior that he did, maybe it's some sort of structure that he sets his mind to prepare for work by doing that.
I guess so.
I don't know how folks are doing it.
I don't know.
How you get up and you meander down to the dining room and like I wouldn't fully awake till like lunchtime
and maybe this wakes him up and getting out of the house kind of clears his head and then he goes back and has to deal with it so he's not tempted to turn on the TV and take a 5-minute break.
I guess so. I mean, I've had the luxury, I guess, of going to work every day, so I don't know what it's like, you know.
I think it's a luxury.
I've had to get in my car and drive to work and be there until
it's
time to go home.
So what does he do at, 5 o'clock? Does he, run and set on 80? Yeah. Oh, he doesn't get in the car and drive around the neighborhood and come back? Honey, I'm home.
No, you don't start doing that. I'm work. Because, you know, it started with the coffee thing, and then it turned into the lunch thing. So, right now it's, you know, take the shoes off, go sit on the couch, turn on the TV.
Yeah.
I just imagine, though, if you were at home 7 days a week, you didn't
go
ever.
Crazy.
You would.
Yeah.
You would. I don't think it's necessarily bad for him. But I can understand you being a little worried. But I don't think it's eccentric, but it's not necessarily unhealthy.
Why don't you ask him to meet you for lunch sometime? You could meet for lunch.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Oh, you know what you could do? You could pull up like driver's side window to driver's side window like cops do and eat in the parking lot together.
Side by side. Instead of a stakeout, it's a makeout.
Yeah, you're pointing different directions, just talking to each other, just like the cops do. It'd be fun.
I'm going to suggest that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, just it's odd, but at the same time, though, just being stuck in that house and all that stuff, it's got to drive you crazy. I mean, it's got to be real, real, real crazy.
Yeah, some people I know take to it just like a fish takes to water. It's natural for them. They're really introverted people. More extroverted people, they got to be out of the house.
Is he really working, though? Like, you know, or is he just watching
he
TV?
Is.
Yeah?
No, he's fun. They have like a mandatory check-in every morning. And no, he's on there doing stuff. And he's got calls throughout the day, so he's actually working.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's just wearing the shirt on the Zoom call, but he's in his underwear.
Yeah.
He's in his
drawers.
Like news people are doing.
He actually gets dressed. Well, it's crazy to me. I'm like, I wouldn't. I'd just put on a nice shirt and
get dressed coming here.
Flippers. Hang out.
Right.
No kidding. I forgot my shoes this morning. All right. Blanket Anonymous, thank you so much. And enjoy. And thank you for what you do for the elderly and the crippled.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Y'all the best.
All right, thank you. You are. Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Adjusting catheters and whatnot.
Physically impaired.
So. This is a good text on the subject. The CVM text line, 72341. Standard messaging and data rates always apply. My wife works from home. She's let down because usually home is where you go to relax and escape work. Since she's there all the time, she feels like she can't escape. Yeah.
I see that.
You become trapped in your own home.
He said my wharf.
Yeah, my wharf. It's that big dude, the Klingon from the Next Generation.
Half Vulcan, half Romulan.
Yeah.
Morning, ladies. Let's go to Kimberly. Oh, man. Kimberly has a comment about that lady that just called in. Hey, Kimberly.
Hey, guys. I do a little bit of work from home as well.
Yes.
And I've actually called the EAP line several times.
What is that?
For it's our employee assistance.
Oh, okay.
It's for counseling. It's for when you're going crazy, you need someone to talk to. You just need something. So one of the things that they told me in relation to the lady who just called and the husband living working at home is that was actually a very big suggestion is to get out and do a drive because it helps you get a little bit more of the normalcy of what your actual used-to-be drive to work would be.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people would use that, kind of what Nan was saying a few minutes ago, is a lot of people would use it as they're building up time, you're getting ready to leave the house to go to work versus, and then you can have your time away from work. That's how you kind of relax and get back in and, you know, keep the home to be a little bit more normal.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of line of work do you do, if you mind me asking, or if you don't mind me rather?
I actually work at a university.
Oh, okay.
Doing a little bit, helping the kids get back into the school routine.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Taking
bless
those
you.
Tests.
Yeah, no kidding. Whew. You deserve a raise.
Thank you. I thought so, too.
God bless.
It's been very busy.
Yeah, this whole thing. Hey, tell the kids what to do. Meanwhile, you don't know what to do.
No.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Kimberly, I hope everything works out for you.
Well, thank you so much. I wanted to make sure the lady knew that if it's helping him, it could be a little bit of a way to break up the monotony.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you, Kimberly. Have a good morning.
You're welcome. Y'all too.
This is where we got to like all remember like mental health awareness and just everybody's mental health is like all over the place right now.
But she must have taken a psychological toll on people all over the world.
Big time.
And you're not immune to it.
No
matter how badass you are, you're not immune to this. As far as the psychological toll. I mean, everything, so much change, it takes a toll on everybody.
Yeah, you're right. Fat Boy gives me the thumbs up and says we have time for just one more call on this time's All Advice show. And that goes to another anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Matt, man?
How you, sir?
First time caller. Good, good, good.
Good, sir. What's up?
Not much, but just want to say I listened to your call a couple weeks ago about how he quit his career and he had to tell his wife and this and that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So after 23 years, I quit the flooring business.
The flooring business.
And, yes, sir.
What'd you move on to? You're doing ceilings now? What are you doing now?
Actually, I'm just staring out the window now.
Okay.
Because this state, every job down here does urine tests.
Yeah.
So, oh.
Yeah.
Well, are you looking for something?
He's not able to urine.
Oh, no.
I'll give you some of mine.
Yeah, I'm not right. Yeah, I need some Fat Boy. Hook it up.
Women sell breast
mine,
milk.
Ain't doing
yeah.
no good.
That's illegal.
So you're saying that you cannot find a job because of drug tests?
Pretty much. I enjoy I enjoy the usage of marijuana, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, so, he just left tough work, man. I mean, you traveling up and down the road all the time.
Your knees have got to be hurting.
Yeah, that's why I quit the business, because plus you're not making no money anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you smoke pot on that job. I did when I did it. It's just what you do.
Oh, yeah. All day long.
Comes with a handbook.
Yeah. But you put the floor outside.
That's the main, that's the most important tool of the day.
Yeah. So are you thinking about a career change where they do not give you any kind of your analysis?
Yeah, man, come on. I mean, it's pot. If I smoked meth 3 days ago, I could pass a piss test and get a job.
Is that
but
right?
But if I smoked pot 3 weeks ago, I can't get a job.
You take the
test faster. I'm that they'll ever have.
Oh, man.
Yeah, uppers go through your body much faster.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, so your voice is very aggressive, even if you don't mean it to be.
It's the accent.
Like, I feel like I'm going to say the wrong thing.
What?
I'm from New York, man. I'm from New York.
Hey.
How you doing?
So what can we help you with? Potentially.
I don't know. I just wanted to call you, man.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I'm just sitting at home, staring out the window.
Well, if you run out of money, you can't buy pot, so you'll be able to go back to work.
Yeah.
Disregard Paige's comment.
Well,
you know, look, there's... I imagine we could do an hour's worth of calls of jobs you could have without having drug tests.
Besides
working in radio. But
you got radio drug tests too?
No.
Yeah, there wouldn't be an industry.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I thought.
Yeah. So you're saying what kind of job can I do without having to do that? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I've had this same one.
Even factories. You can't even get a job at a warehouse.
No?
That's true.
No.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of people that I know that use drugs and what kind of jobs they have.
Oh, it's not drugs. It's not drugs.
Well, you know,
it's marijuana.
The legalese of it.
A lot of them are entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
People I know who do drugs.
You thought about running for Congress?
Oh, goodness.
There's a thought.
I think about president. Yeah. I'm thinking about president.
Yeah. Enough about Joe Biden. Let's talk about what you're going to do here in the short term kind of thing. You know, I'm just looking at a bunch of people texting in. He needs to quit doing drugs if he cares that much. You know what?
He isn't doing drugs. He's smoking pot.
He's smoking pot.
And, you know,
have you thought about becoming a pot dealer?
Hey.
Yeah, I wish, but...
takes capital.
You'll be locked up.
Yeah.
You can't do it in this state.
Are you in the shower right now with no water running? I'm trying to figure out the acoustics going on here.
No, I'm outside. I mean, I'm in my little closed-in enclosure.
Okay.
Panic room.
Maybe he can do whatever.
Maybe
he's got a particular set of skills.
Yeah. I don't know. We can take down your number, and if we know anybody that's looking to hire people who smoke and don't want to be tested.
We got a bunch of recruiters on the line right now.
We can probably find somebody who wants you.
Yeah. Send them over, man. Send it over.
All right, we're going to write down your phone
number. My resume.
This one that ends with 6 on the end, right? That's your number.
That's it.
All right.
Text you guys all the time.
Yeah, you do.
All right, my friend.
Thank you. You know me, Nine. I text your number.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I'm not going to forget about it, okay?
Don't forget, man. Don't forget me.
All right, my friend. Have a good morning.
All right, have a good one.
All right, see you.
You have a better one.
Well,
let me get off that bomb.
He wasn't even saying anything with any volume or anything, but it's like, listen here, listen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a job,
The smoke pot,
It's not a drug, it's marijuana.
Forget it. You guys seen cuties, I need a job.
Oh, God, get off that. I mean, not like that. Okay.
That boy can't stop with cuties, man.
He's an influencer.
He is.
Paige?
Yeah.
I didn't win any local awards.
When you won't.
Maybe a diploma. Who knows? Paige, what's up in the Plex?
From smoking, we've got a study on how many people in this country are drinking at work. You might be shocked. We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Is this including the work from home people?
It's all encompassing.
All day long.
At the beach.
Well, it includes everybody who came. People who were working from home came up here last Friday just to get booze.
Yes.
They got all of it.
I'm going to watch the surveillance tapes.
We should.
Find out who we did should. What. All right, we'll find out more next in your Rise Guys headlines with Paige. Morning, everybody.
The Planner, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the craziness of the show, man. It's just insanity.
Just make 93.3 The Planner a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
The Planner.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. Well, there is a surprising amount of people who are drinking at work every day. In fact, among 2,000 people who honestly, presumably, answered this study, they found overall 34% said, yes, they drink at work. And it's a lot higher in some states.
I imagine. What states do you think drink the most? Well, Tennessee, because all the whiskey.
Kentucky, because all the bourbon.
Yeah.
Well.
Georgia, because of all the ingrates.
Oh, goodness.
I love y'all.
All right. So I'm going to tell you first, the states where people are drinking the least are Nebraska, Massachusetts, South Dakota, Arkansas, and Rhode Island.
Boy, I'd drink a lot if I lived in Nebraska. Probably South Dakota, too.
Massachusetts, too.
That, too, yeah.
All right.
So, the bobblehead, especially.
The people that are, you know, drinking on the clock, drinking the most, Connecticut, Indiana.
Clock, fat boy.
Nevada, Mississippi, Hawaii, Delaware, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Maine, and where you can find people drinking the most in the United States.
Florida.
Alaska, number one.
Makes sense. They also commit the most suicide.
Yeah.
So Alaska.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, they do.
Where two-thirds say they've done it. Number one, the least. Nebraska, only 13%.
That's where all the corn is. Y'all should have the best shine available.
I would drink so much if I lived in a place like Nebraska. Yeah. Maine seems like it'd be pretty cool.
So what do people like?
Lobster and beer.
The study asked people, what do they prefer? Beer, wine, or liquor? And liquor dominates in 27 states. 18 went with beer and only 5 went with wine.
What about... I bet people here in South Carolina don't drink much at work. Or at least they won't admit to it.
They won't admit to it.
Baptists.
Right.
Well, believe it or not, we're ranked, the lower part of the ranking, at 45th. And that means 19% of us are drinking at work.
Huh.
A little bit more with the folks in North Carolina.
NASCAR drivers.
They will rank 22nd. That means 36% of those people are drinking.
That's twice as many of them drinking as here.
Georgia ranked 26, 32%.
Does this include like getting a beer on your lunch break too? Because I know that's very common in most of the world except here.
You guys want to grab beers?
Well, I imagine it would be drinking while you're working. If you're working, that would encompass that. That if you're on the clock, that's working.
I've heard people say that a bunch of times that, you know, other parts of the world, they just drink at lunch, but then you come here and no one will look down on you for it. I think we're more judgmental than other places.
Here in this building or this area?
This country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you want to know the findings? Do we prefer liquor or beer here in South Carolina?
I hope it's beer.
It's beer in North Carolina. But it's liquor in South Carolina, also Georgia.
Of course, where so beer is not at yet all the way.
We need to change that fact. So, you know, it's just interesting to know that people are actually drinking. I mean, how do you drink at work without people knowing that you're drinking at work?
You get one of these.
Yeah.
Where you can't see.
Right?
I sometimes forget what I'm drinking in here.
Yeah.
I have to smell it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to do.
Okay.
The ABV in Fat Boy's beer is so low, it's technically water.
Is it?
He's sliding your beer,
Fat Boy. I'm
not going to say about his. Like, I don't know.
It's double the ABV.
You know, I'm sure if I was asked, I withheld some alcohol because I don't want to, you know, get you tooted up off the bat.
Gidgy.
Tooted's a different drug. Right.
That's how I want to use it.
Well, zooted means something different too.
It's
like if I want to toot your nipple, I'll do it.
Whoa,
that's tweak.
Oh, sounds tweak painful. All right. Well, how would you like an intimate evening with Aaron Lewis from Stain and Sully Erna from Godsmack?
I'd get in a wreck, one I would never recover from.
If I'm going down the road.
Well, if they're like, you got to meet Aaron Lewis, I'd be, please don't meet me.
They're doing an unplugged show together at drive-ins. And they'll be here or close to this area. They'll be in at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, October 24th.
They're going to be in turn two.
Exactly where they're going to be placed, but they'll be together singing and playing the guitar.
They're going to be unplugged. How will anyone hear them? You'd love that.
Batteries?
You're the devil from Press Your Luck now.
They're not going to do anything, especially one.
No whammies, no whammies. Stop.
Is that something you want to see? Is that something you would enjoy seeing, those guys playing unplugged?
Yeah.
Be honest.
I'd rather watch two pigs fight over a milk dud.
Paige, if your car could go front row at this drive-in concert, would you?
I think I like them both. I think if Sully brought the bongos or one of the, what is that?
It's called Stained.
No. What is that big, the bigger
guitar?
Drum? No, never mind. Anyways, I'm trying to think of what that
Dental
was.
Dental dam.
No.
But, a drum.
But no, it's a bigger drum. But I think that would be great to see them.
Old drum.
If I had, exactly. If I had the chance to go. And with COVID, we're not able to go see concerts. And if this is the best that we can do, I think it might be fun.
I'm going to see local bands play.
Yeah, well.
Local yokels.
But, you know. What it is. This is what we're doing. They're doing an American drive-in tour, which kicks off on August 1st in Wichita, Kansas. And then they'll be here.
It's just odd to watch him play because he don't really talk.
Who's Sully?
Aaron. He just kind of comes on, you know. Here's a song, might make you cry.
Yeah, he's not the biggest personality. Nice guy, just not the personality.
When is the date for this concert? Is it before November?
No, it's.
It'll be gone till November.
It's October 24th.
Oh, so right before.
Yeah. Mm.
You think it's a little rally?
Yeah.
I didn't know if Sully was. Sully was on that tip. I know Aaron was.
I don't know if, I don't know about, so Aaron definitely is, so that probably had to be part of the deal. Who are you voting for before I allow you on this tour?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
Can't be opposites.
So the tickets will go on sale at noon today, I guess. I'm just trying to find out how much this thing costs.
Are we giving away a family four-pack?
No, we don't give away anything
anymore. Ah, we don't give away stuff anymore.
We don't give away anything.
Not allowed to.
Is this somebody's fridge?
Hmm.
Well, how much are they for real? Do you have a number?
I'm trying to find it. I'm looking now. The website from old Danny Wimmer Presents is loading.
Oh, okay.
That's the guy who does all the rebellion stuff. And
Well, while you do that, I have to tell you a crazy story. Someone broke into a house in Ontario, didn't steal anything, but this is the wild part. They pooped in or on the dishwasher. Okay, one story says that they pooped in. And the other one said on. I'm thinking that it would have to be on, like, the door, because you're going to be pretty talented if you can scoot yourself in and do it.
How would you get it in there?
Oh, yeah. How would you?
So I'm thinking on. So this is what happened.
Put it in the trays beside the forks.
Police are still looking for this person who entered a home and pooped in or on the dishwasher. And this happened between 1 a.m. and 8:15 on a Sunday. They entered the home through an unlocked sliding glass door, and the family happened to be asleep at the time. Nothing was taken, just whatever happened to the dishwasher.
You know you could put sex toys in there, in the dishwasher.
Really?
Yeah.
You put yours in there?
I'm not telling you where I put it.
Oh.
You can get a good guess.
So the cops are trying to track this said person down.
Clothesline.
But I don't know if they had like any video of it or any. I don't know if it's a man or a woman or who did this. So whoever could do it in, that's what they say.
I didn't figure out how people would be able to get it in a mailbox.
I don't. That has to be done somewhere else, and then they place it.
No, what, do you have the police photo?
No, I found the ticket prices for Aaron Lewis and Sully Erna.
How much?
Take a guess per car.
$144.
$170 to $350 per car of four, depending on proximity to the stage.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I don't think I'll be able to make that.
And it's just the two of them.
Yeah, it's just the two of them unplugged. $170 to $350 per car of four.
What are you, a comedian? Charging that much money?
Ah, mighty.
Who do you think you are, Reba?
Well, I know it's you know, split four ways, but still.
That'd be hard to find three other people to go.
Yeah.
Like, I tell you, Aaron Lewis is going to be there. Do you still want to go?
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. I could not recruit from my friends to fill up a car to go to that.
If you fell asleep at Slayer, you for sure would fall asleep at Aaron Lewis.
I'd be the best sleep I had all year. But, yeah, you can get it down to, what, $90 a person to go sit in a car and watch a show.
What are you doing, going to watch lights?
Well, you can't pay as much. You can't charge the people sitting in the back seat as much because they can't see much.
No, yeah, you're
front
right.
Front seat pays more.
That's back row seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Front seat pays more. Back seat pays less.
Do you have to just stay a topper in your vehicle? Like, can I sit on the roof of my vehicle?
I think I stay inside, man. Oh. You can take a double-decker bus now, but it costs way more to get it inside.
You take an upper-decker bus?
That's what you
double
need.
Double-Dutch bus.
The other story's about.
I bring my jump rope.
You need a convertible. Then you get fresh air.
I'm taking Paige's car.
Okay. That'll be comfortable.
Just cut the top off of yours.
Right. There you go. Well, Justin Timberlake wants to.
Who?
You know him.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake. He wants to bring a Major League Baseball team to Tennessee.
Is one of his investment partners Timberland, the rapper?
No.
Where's Magoo? You'll say that when you see Timberland.
There is a group.
Timberland.
That they're gaining momentum and trying to get this group together to bring Major League Baseball, bring a franchise to Nashville.
It's Major League Baseball, Paige.
Wow. Well, they have the Titans and the, what else do they have? That's it, right?
The Titans and the Preds, man. They have a Preds. Yeah. They still have hockey. Yeah, I think.
So what are they?
They got AAA baseball, right?
Yeah, they've had AAA of the.
Idea, Pat.
Who's their AAA team?
Sound?
Nashville Sound, yes. He's right.
Yeah, it sounds. Who's their affiliate?
You got the Chattanooga Lookouts, too.
Yeah, they're double A.
They probably changed it to the Flood.
The Texas Rangers for the last 2 years in Nashville.
Well, they're gonna call the team the Nashville Stars, and they're hoping that they'll have in place by the year 2024.
Hey, listen, Huntsville's already taken that name.
The Huntsville Stars exist, yes.
Biscuits, that's taken too.
You don't get to do that.
Goobers is available.
Will Joey Fatone be interested in joining him in this venture?
Well, I don't know who's all gonna throw some money towards them, but what I do know is that they're not looking at any teams to currently relocate.
What if you could be the Fu Manchus? Like the Bull. And Tim McGraw's part owner. Be the McGraws, the Indian Outlaws.
Play ball like you're dying.
Like that. The Straits? Because King George?
No, I wasn't.
So, in 2012, he became a minority owner of the Memphis Grizzlies, the NBA team. So, this isn't his first round to get into sports. So, now he wants baseball in Tennessee.
If I was reading up on that, you know, some of these minority ownerships with athletes and stars, it's like a $4 or $5 million buy-in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just pretty much a seat. You don't get any kind of say in anything.
Oh, yeah. It's just a thing to say. I'm part owner.
Like, I own the Packers or something like that.
The status thing, yeah. It's like people own a share of the Packers, think they're hot blank.
Ooh, big deal.
If the returns are good, you're just throwing your money away at nothing.
Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays.
Oh, celebrity birthdays.
How about Prince Harry?
Hates his family.
I would, too. Well, I do. Matter of fact.
Oh, they're part reptilian. What do you expect?
Oh, jeez.
They're Beavians.
I'm going to say that Prince Harry is 34.
Six.
37?
Prince Harry is 36 today. Tom Hardy.
He's about my age, but a little older.
Tom Hardy. Of course, most well known as?
Maybe Bane.
Yeah, dude from The Drop.
He's been in a lot of stuff lately, like the last few years. You know who loves him is
Thick Burgers.
The same women who want to have sex with Randy Orton love Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
They talk about redneck women whose boyfriends have caved-in chests and tribal tattoos around their arm.
Yes.
I will say that Tom Hardy...
He's good. He's Mad Max now. He's, okay.
He's pretty good.
Venom?
43.
40.
42?
Tom Hardy is 43. And Dan Marino.
Dan Marino.
Oh, lace is out. Huh?
He's got 7 kids.
He does not.
He's got a lot of
kids.
Does
he really?
Yeah.
7?
He can afford them.
Any of them boys?
Think so. He's got adopted kids, too.
Those don't count.
Not as many as Philip Rivers.
Oh, that's harsh.
I'm kidding. I will say that Dan Marino, who was a rookie in 1984, that was 36 years ago, and then 59.
Let's say 60.
57.
Dan Marino is 59 today. And last but not
should've
least,
went Clemson.
A legend, day. Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, man.
My mama loved him. Thought he was sexy.
This is my happy face.
Yeah. Fat Boy's got to be pulling that up.
Legend. Absolutely legend.
So good and stuff.
He has a name like he'd be a criminal.
He does.
I will say that Tommy Lee Jones is a young, spry 77.
75.
78.
Tommy Lee Jones is 74 today. There you go.
Four.
Four.
Come on now, assistant cheerleading coach Sharp. Show me your spirit. Where's your happy face?
This is my happy face.
Oh, man.
That's the best.
That's his line right there.
That's so good.
I know you killed your wife. I'm going to get you.
The part about outhouses and doghouses and dollhouses was good, too. In The Fugitive.
Richard, don't you jump. I ain't jumping in the water.
I like the Harrison Ford version better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you I didn't kill my wife.
All right, then.
I don't care.
Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. Come back. More Rise Guys right after this.
93.3, the planet of favorite.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, the planet rocks.
Thank you to everyone who called today to not only seek advice, but those who offered advice as well.
We appreciate all of you equally.
Oh, I think you said a bad word there.
No, all of you equally.
Thought you were going to do something on everyone equally. My lord.
We appreciate all of you equally.
I was going to join you.
I was like, boy, you got a big one working. Yeah, no. Thank you to everyone who took a part and was a part of today's All Advice show. That'll be coming back in October.
It will be back in October. And then again in November.
Once a month.
Oh, man, that means we only have 3 of these left this year. After today.
Well, will that be true? We usually take December off.
Yeah, we'll work one in, I think.
We'll slide one in.
Work you in.
Work you, brother.
Today we'll be recording episode 6 of After Hours with the Rise Guys, so make sure you check that out tomorrow. In the meantime, if you missed part of today's show, you can go to theriseguys.com, theradio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige has agreed she will rock you at work next. Fat Boy.
Puerto Rico.
We strong-armed him. He will be here at 5 a.m. with the Rise Guys Rewind. Jimmy, Jack, Jackie, we'll go live at 6.
You want to do 6 tomorrow?
Ish.
Okay, that's fine. That's
thanks
fine.
For listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Be nice. We'll see you back here tomorrow. It is good.
Your home for the Rise Guys Morning Show.
They make me laugh every single morning.
And 93
Bad
all day.
They play great music.
All my favorite bands are on there.
The only station I listen to.
93.3, the planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.